is liberty. I'm going to do something. I just, as I was going to the bathroom and I was coming back, I heard the Spirit of the Lord saying to me that let everything that hath breath praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And there is some people here who are breathing. You have breath this morning. I want you to get up off your feet. Everything, that's the instruments. That's nature. That's everything. Everything that hath breath. Praise the Lord. I want you for a minute just to raise your voice and give God praise all over this place. This is what God is saying. Let everything that hath breath praise me. Just lift up your voice right now and begin to give him praise. Begin to give him praise. Don't worry. You might not see the thing that you're praising God at this moment for, but God is getting ready to release it. Praise him right now. Praise him right now. Praise God for your relationship. Praise God that you have life. Praise him that you have breath. Lift up your voice and give him praise. The elements are praising him. All of nature are praising him. Everything under the sea are praising him. Everybody in Eden are praising him. Lift your voice and praise God. Come on, lift your voice and give him praise. Right now, I thank you that you took me through the night and you woke me up this morning alive. Just for that, God, I'm going to give you praise. Just for that, Lord, I'm going to give you praise. Priscilla has a testimony how she was in her house. God kept her up all night. She did not realize that fire was happening in the roof of her house. Just above her, fire was moving across the building. But God took them out safely, all the family. And today, she can stand and give God praise because God has kept her and God has kept the family. Somebody that has a voice, lift it up and give God praise this morning. He is worthy. He is worthy to be praised. Yes. I sweat and I have to bring another shirt. My daughter brought this towel for me. I think my wife told her to bring a towel, which was supposed to be this one, and she brought this, so I don't know whether she's trying to tell me something. Something is about to happen in this place. Praise God. So today I will be bringing two sermons. I'm bringing one this week, and I'm bringing one next week. And the theme is where the Spirit of the Lord is. The first one is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 17. And the verse says that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And then next week, I'm bringing where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is joy. Now, I don't know where this is going to go, but as I was seeking God, I said, Lord, what do you want me to say to your people? Because I don't believe that I can just come up and begin to preach what I want to preach. I have to listen and hear what God wants to say, because I believe that we are moving and living in a prophetic season. And the Spirit of the Lord said to me, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And I got excited because I got it. I'm hearing God's voice, and I'm getting excited. I'm saying, yes, Lord. And I began to write, and I was getting excited about what God was downloading. And then I realized that a few weeks ago, Pastor Tolu brought a similar message. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And I'm thinking to myself, now I need to, shall I abandon this and bring something else? And so what I did, I went to the Lord and I spoke to my wife. Those are the two people that I usually go to when I need an answer. And the Holy Spirit gave me a push to deliver this. I don't know how it's gonna come out, but you know, this is what I believe. When God is repeating himself, there is something very important that he wants to say. Or there may be somebody that he needs to speak to, that somebody that is not listening. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. You know, Moses, when Pastor Tolu spoke about this, he spoke about Moses bringing, it's in that chapter, Moses bringing the law that was written on stone. Now, if you know anything about the law brings bondage, it holds you. But grace and truth and mercy comes through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ brings a liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. For us to get an understanding, I want to break this down just a little. Firstly, we've got to understand who the Spirit of the Lord is. And then secondly, we need to get an understanding of liberty. The Lord himself, he is God. The Holy Spirit is God. And the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, is not void of his Spirit. Because that's who he is. He is God. The Bible says that God is Spirit. So everywhere the Lord goes, his Spirit goes. Does that make sense? Amen. Put simply, God says, I'm going down the corner of the road to buy myself a bottle of milk. This is an illustration. His Spirit says, well, I'm right there with you. Everywhere the Holy Spirit goes, God goes. Everywhere God goes, the Holy Spirit goes. I'm right there with you. If you take the Spirit of the Lord out, then live liberty will leave as well. I did an exercise just now. I'm saying you praise God. I wanted to see how liberated you were. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And I can declare and tell you today that the Spirit of the Lord is right here in this house. He's here in this house. The Holy Spirit is described in the Bible as fully God. He's right up there with God the Father. The Holy Spirit is right up there with God the Son, Jesus Christ. He is God. The Holy Spirit is a member of the Godhead. Don't misunderstand him. Don't underestimate him. You see, people usually think that God the Father is the highest, then comes Jesus, and then comes the Holy Spirit. I come to tell you that all of them are equal, powerful, awesome, part of the Godhead. The Holy Spirit can be grieved. If you want to write, if you want to take notes, I'm going to give you some scriptures. The Holy Spirit can be grieved. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 30 says, "And do not grieve the Holy Spirit, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption." The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, has a will. 1 Corinthians 12, 4 to 7. Now, there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of service, but the same Lord. They are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who empowers them all in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. The Holy Spirit uses his mind. I'm getting you to understand here that the Holy Spirit is a person. He uses his mind to search the deep things of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 10. And he has fellowship with believers. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, 14. But there are some people who challenge the fact that the Holy Spirit is God. Do you know that there are some people that don't believe it? And maybe there are some people who've been questioning it right here. But the Holy Spirit, I've come to remind you, is God, fully God. The Holy Spirit, he moves. He moves in time. He works. He performs miracles. The Holy Spirit is alive and active. Yes, he is. But there are some people who don't believe this. Take, for example, the Jehovah's Witnesses. They believe that the Holy Spirit is simply an impersonal force of some kind, a source of power controlled by God, but not fully God himself. There are others who suggest that the Holy Spirit is just another name for Jesus. In spirit form, but void of his body. And neither of these ideas, none of these, add up to what the Bible actually says about the Holy Spirit. The Bible describes the Holy Spirit as a person who has been present with the Father and the Son since time began. God says, "Let us make man in our own image." Who was he talking to? Let us make man in our own image. Jesus was there. The Holy Spirit was there. God the Father, the fullness of the Godhead, was present when he says, "Let us make man." The Holy Spirit, I come to tell you, is a person. Fully God. He was there and he was involved in creation. Yes, he was. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 2. The earth
without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. God, His Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God, God Himself hovered over the deep. The Holy Spirit moved prophets to prophesy. He's still doing this today. 2 Peter 1 verse 21 says, For no prophecy was ever, no prophecy was ever produced by the will of man. The words that Sister Debbie may bring is not of herself, but it is coming from God as God unctions her and she begins to speak. No word of prophecy was ever produced by the will of man. But men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. This is the work of the Holy Spirit. He's active. He's alive. He's powerful. The Holy Spirit is God. Oh, how I love the Holy Spirit. It was God who gave power to these men to speak. He's still doing. God is still speaking today through people. The Holy Spirit is still busy liberating men, liberating women right across the world. I want to tell you right now at this time across the world, God by His Holy Spirit is speaking to somebody. And even now in this place, God might be speaking to you as you open your ears and you listen. God by His Holy Spirit, I can confirm, is speaking to somebody in here. Yes, He is. In Luke chapter 4, just want to show you how the Holy Spirit, God the Holy Spirit, moves here. In Luke chapter 4, after Jesus is baptized, Jesus, Son of God, God Himself, baptized in the river Jordan by John, his cousin. He comes up out of the river. And he heard his father saying, "This is my son, my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased." That was God the Father. Can you see how they work? And the Bible says that a dove alighted upon Jesus in the form of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit rested upon Jesus in the form of a dove. And then this same Holy Spirit, God the Holy Spirit, then leads him into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And Jesus, the Bible says, overcame the devil with the word of God. And then that same Holy Spirit leads him into the synagogue where he opens the scroll and he began to read what was written about him. He reveals himself to the people in the synagogue what was written about him 700 years ago by the prophet Isaiah. He reads about himself. The Spirit of the Lord, he says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because He has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. Jesus reads. And I believe that he's unctioned by the Holy Spirit. He reads it, and I believe something happened in their midst as he was reading. He has sent me to proclaim freedom to prisoners and the recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free. That for me is liberty right there. I have to tell you that Jesus could not have done what he did without the power of God the Holy Spirit. It was God the Holy Spirit that aided him. And it is God the Holy Spirit that moves upon us and aid us to do the things that we should do. The Spirit of God was upon Jesus. And the Spirit of God, I declare today, is upon you. You carry the Spirit of God. You carry the Spirit of God. Don't let anybody tell you anything else. And those of us who carry the Spirit of God, God inside of us, we are a powerhouse. You do not know this, but you're just sitting and listening to me. But I have come to tell you that God inside of you, you can do all things. Because of the Spirit of God that worketh in you. Yes. We are more than conquerors. Because of the power that is invested in us through the Spirit of God. There is nothing that you cannot do. I heard somebody repeat that this morning. With God, all things are possible. And I have come to tell you in this place that God is in you. And there is nothing that you cannot do. Amen. You see, we need to get this. We need to get this and realize that we carry God. You step into an interview, realize who is walking with you. There are problems that are facing you. God says all you need to do is declare that mountain, you move to there. You move to there. Move to there. Move out of my way. God says, if you know who is inside of you, there is nothing that you cannot do. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Somebody turn to your neighbor and say, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. You need to get this out of your system. Come on, say it again. You see, I don't believe that you believe this. But I need you to. I need to believe it. Something is about to happen in this place. I'm telling you now, the Spirit of God is where the Spirit of God is. There is liberty. The Spirit of God is right here. I need you to convincingly say it again to your neighbor. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Something is about to happen. Yeah. You see, right now, even now, the Father is looking for people who are going to become, carrier bags, but body bags. Yeah, because God is looking for people who will carry his spirit into difficult situations. Carry God into impossible situations. Carry God into positions where it looks like there is no hope. God is looking for people, looking across Eden, for people who's going to say, let me be a carrier bag. Let me be a body bag for God. I want to carry his Spirit into my work. I want to carry his Spirit into my family. I want to carry his Spirit into my relationship. I want to carry his Spirit into the church. Into the church. Outside the church. Because this is where it happens. This is where we need to take God. Sorry, because I get excited. I get excited because I'm liberated, because I know who is inside of me, and there is nothing that Brian Jones cannot do when God is inside of him. Yes. I'm getting excited because I want you to understand who you are and who you carry. Lord should be upon you. How else can the gospel be preached? How else can those, and I see them on a weekly basis, who are in bondage, how else can they be released? Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And Jesus has come, and the power of the Holy Spirit has come to deposit his power within you and liberate you to do great things. And today, there is nothing that you cannot do, because the Spirit of God is within you. I hear the Spirit of God saying that there are some things that is coming up, that is in front of you, and you're wondering to yourself, how am I going to do it? How am I going to do it? But God come, and he says this morning, my Spirit, God, the Holy Spirit, is residing in you and today. And God says, watch and see. Watch and see. In this coming week, God says, as you put him ahead of you, God says, you're going to see the doors opening. Yeah. Urababa. How else will blind eyes open? How else, if God, the Holy Spirit, is not in you? The last time I was in Kenya, blind man just there. I just commanded his eyes to be opened. I did it just like Jesus did. Sometimes we just need to just follow his example. I put my hands over his eyes and I commanded, blind eyes be open in the name of Jesus. What do you think happened? Do you think his eyes stayed closed? The man opened his eyes. He looked at me and he said, I can see that you're black. That is the power of God. That is not me, but it's God in me. God, the Holy Spirit. I need for the church to be liberated in these end times. How else? God, the Holy Spirit is not in you. How else can the oppressed be free? The Spirit of the Lord was upon Jesus. And the Spirit of the Lord, God himself. Ooh, touch me, Lord. God himself can be upon you. I'm hearing the Spirit. I'm hearing the Spirit of God saying, there's some of you here. Yes, God says from today, your life is not going to be the same, because as you open your life to receive me, to receive my power, God says you're going to begin to walk in miracles. The Holy Spirit is gentle. He's a gentleman. He will not force himself upon you. We have a choice. We can receive him or reject him. Thank God for the choices that we have. But the Holy Spirit is a gentleman. But what we need, I find this more and more, what we need in our lives is the room that we need to give the Holy Spirit to work. He needs room. He needs room. What room have you set aside for the Holy Spirit to work in? When I go to my Wednesday meetings, it's called a miracle and prayer meeting. I am expecting God to move. Before, I used to gather my sermons together. I want to sound all eloquent as if I've got it all together. And I used to go down. And then God used to say, no, that's not the way I want to go. I want to go this way. And the next week, I did myself a nice sermon again. And I went there and God says, no, that's not the way I want to go. I want to go this way. So I became a little bit confused, but I know that there is no confusion in Christ. It's just that I was not listening. So now, when I go to the Wednesday service, I step in and I say, God, what do you want to do? And God says, yeah, today I want to heal the sick. Today I want to open blind eyes. I want to release somebody from oppression and depression. I am coming now, God says, to move. Give me room. of the Lord is upon you. Because the Lord has anointed you to preach and to deliver and to set free. Yes, there are people who are sitting in here. You see, God, He's a moving God. He does not just sit down for too long, but God, the Holy Spirit, He loves to move. Move into situations that seems difficult. He hovers over the waters and He says, water, begin to stir. And He says, light, I command you to come on. And He says, mountain, I command you to move from there to there. He says, legs that have been broken for so long, I command you to be healed. He is a moving, active God, and that's the God, the Holy Spirit, that we carry. Somebody should get excited about that. That's who you carry. Unless you don't know that yet. See, I've come to tell somebody that because God is in you, He's a big God, and the situation that faces you is small. Because He's a big God. And little Brian carry a big God inside of him. And I hear the Spirit of God saying, remind the church who is inside of them. I hear the Spirit of God saying, remind the church who they carry. 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 Who do you carry, church? I carry God, the Holy Spirit. Miracle worker. He loves to move. He moved in the book of Acts. Moved in the book of Acts. He moved in the book of Genesis. He moved in the book of Exodus. He moved in the Old Testament. And He moved in the New Testament. And today, God is moving. Hallelujah. Moving by His Spirit. Yeah. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Liberty. Liberty is freedom. Freedom in Christ. Freedom in the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, there's a difference. There's a difference between God's manifest presence and God's omnipresence. His omnipresence is here. Even when you do not experience His presence. Do you ever feel those times? I hear people saying, oh, there was nothing happening in church today. Wasn't the praise and worship that Pastor Brian took just rubbish? Where was he going with that preacher? Somebody who laughed there. Oh, it was you. But His omnipresence says that even though you cannot experience Him, even though you cannot see Him, He's here. His omnipresence says, I move all over the world, and even when you don't recognize me, I'm there. But God's manifest presence, it says that I'm here and I'm convincing. I'm here because you can feel me. I'm here because you can see what I've done. I spoke about blind eyes open. That's the manifest presence of God. The sick are healed. The dead are raised. The miracles happen. That's the manifest presence of God. The fact that God is omnipresent may not result in a special experience on your part. However, God's manifest presence is the result of his interaction with you. Is God the Holy Spirit inside somebody? Is God the Holy Spirit inside somebody? You don't sound very convincing. And it's all right if you don't believe it, but is God's manifest presence inside somebody? It means that you're going to walk out of here and you're going to change situations. In your life, you're going to change it. That thing that faces you back at home, God says, as you know who is inside of you, you can speak to that situation and it will change, because I am a God that moves by miracles. Where the presence of the Lord is, there is liberty. That means that you are free. I want to be bringing this to a close very, very soon. You see, liberty is a state of being free within society, free from oppression, free from restrictive authority that is placed upon you and behaviors. So it is freedom. Liberty is freedom from the bondage of slavery and sin. When you are enslaved, you cannot do what you want to do. You cannot go where you want or say what you want to say. But when you are free, when you know freedom, just like I'm free this morning, I have liberty. And that's why I can preach with freedom this morning, because God has come and he's liberated me. There is no hold on me, no weight, nothing stands in front of me, because I know that God is inside of me. I'm coming down. Galatians 5 verse 1 says, it's for freedom that Christ has set you free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. Just to put it, I love the way the Living Translation put it. It says, so Christ has truly set us free. Anybody free here this morning? Christ is truly, yeah. You're free. I can see that. Christ has set you free this morning. It says, now make sure that you stay free. And don't get tied up again in slavery by the law. That is the word for somebody in here today. You know, there's some people, church people, come to church all their lives, but have never known freedom, that are still walking in bondage. And this is what I hear the Spirit of God saying today. That today he wants to release you, so that you can do what he has called you to do. When you are enslaved, when you are in sin, you cannot do the things of God. I see a picture of Lazarus. I would say Lazarus was a Christian. And the reason I would say that, because he was a follower of Jesus. He loved the Bible, says he loved Jesus. And Jesus loved them. Mary and Martha and Lazarus, that family. And then Lazarus dies. This Christian man who loves Jesus passes away. He's in the tomb for 4 days. Smelling after 4 days. The stench was too much. But Jesus said, Lazarus! You know, sometimes he needs to repeat himself. And that's probably why I'm bringing this message today, because perhaps somebody wasn't here when Pastor Tolu spoke, or you didn't take it. But God is reminding you that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And Jesus, he only called once. Lazarus, come forth. The Bible says that Lazarus, bound from head to toe, this Christian, probably something like this, came to the front of the tomb. This Christian who was loving Jesus, who died and rose again, was still bound. He was still bound, and he was a Christian. But I hear the voice of God. Then I heard it, and I hear it again today. Jesus said, loose him and let him go. Loose him and let him go. The Spirit of God is saying that there are people here trying to serve me, trying to serve me in their souls, but they don't know who is inside of them. And I hear the Spirit of God says, today, 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 he's going to loose you and let you go. Loose you and let you go. And give you liberty, because where the Spirit of the Lord is, help me somebody. Yeah. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Liberty! Liberty! God has come today to set the church free that has been in the tomb for 4 days. God says he's come to give you liberty, freedom of the spirit. Yeah! Please stand to your feet. Karabasotu. Yekenanamasu. Yegarabam. God is just going to set some people free. I'm not even going to go off track, but I'm going to stay on this. I've heard what the Spirit of God's saying, and he's saying today, today, he wants to liberate his church so they can do great and awesome things. There are people in here, I am not going to apologize to say, there are people in here who are bound. Bound, bound, bound. Bound, bound, Monday to Sunday, you are bound. But God says that his Spirit will liberate you today. Liberate you today. Where is my keyboard, please? Can you come? Father, in the name of Jesus, God is about to do it. I know what I heard. I know what I heard. And God says today, he wants to release his church, his body. His body, not yours. The church, who is the body of Christ, to do great and awesome things. Hallelujah. Just lift your hands and begin to worship God. Something comes when you worship God. You know, there is something that comes. Even as you lift your hands to God, you'll say, I fully surrender, God, and I have liberty. I have liberty. Don't let the devil tell you anything else. Don't let the devil tell you to keep your hands down. Because when you raise your hands, you're saying, yes, Lord, it is me. It's me. It's me. It's me today. In the name of Jesus, right now, I release you. I release you right now from strongholds. From strongholds. I liberate you in the name of Jesus. I liberate you right now. In the name of Jesus, I liberate you right now. The Church of Jesus Christ is rising up with power and authority. God, I know it's after one, but I'm going to be obedient to the Spirit of God. I don't want you to feel ashamed or feel anyway at all, because God knows everything. Don't worry about the person sitting next or standing next to you. God says if you need to be liberated, because God has shown me that some of you are bound, bound. You've been coming to church, but you're bound. And that's okay. But God says today, he's going to call you out, just like he called Lazarus out, and he's going to take off the grave clothes from you and release you. So from today, this Sunday, the 5th of August, God says you're going to begin to run. You're going to begin to run. You will notice in the chapter where Lazarus was raised from the dead, in the next chapter, Lazarus was sitting around the table with Jesus, having a chat, having a drink. He was liberated. God wants to liberate somebody today. I just want serious people, people who are serious with God, to come now, to come now. God wants to liberate you. Yerarabos. Don't be afraid. Don't be worried. He loves you. He loves you. You are a child of God. Know who you are. God wants to remind you of who you are. I'm not going to call anybody out, but this floor is open, because God today wants to deposit his Spirit, his power. the living spirit of God in the church. Yes.
Yes, I need somebody to stand with me. Christine, please just stand. Stand behind this lady. Please. Come on now, church. This is what we do. This is called body ministry. I want you to begin to even prophesy over these people in the atmosphere. God is about to transform lives today in the name of Jesus right now. I release you. I release you right here. I release you right now. There are things that you're holding on to, God says. But today, God says, as you let them go, He is going to let go in you. Father, in the name of Jesus, right now, be released. I deposit right now, Spirit of the living God inside you. My sister, in the name of Jesus, yeah. Yeah. God is going to liberate you, wake you up. The sleep has been long. But God says today He's calling you out. Calling you out. In the name of Jesus, be released. I remove the grave clothes. I remove the grave clothes. Right now, in the name of Jesus, receive, receive. My sister, in the name of Jesus, I release you. I release you and I deposit the power of God inside you. God, the Holy Spirit, be released in you right now. My sister, in the name of Jesus, be released. Be released in the name of Jesus from every hold in your life. Every worry right now, let go of worry. Let go of worry right now. Right now, Spirit of the living God. God is just doing it now. God is moving inside you. Yes, thank you, God. My sister, in the name of Jesus, God is going to liberate you and make you a worshiper. Worshiper. Those that worship God must worship in spirit and in truth. And God right now is going to prove to you that He is God. Right now, He is. In the name of Jesus, I release the anointing that breaks the yoke. Yes, my sister. Wandering, wandering, confusion, I hear. But God is saying today, He's going to take you out of that. Take you out of the confusion that you are in. I don't know what it is, and I don't really need to know. But I hear the Spirit of God say, that's one of the things that is causing your blockage. But God says today, as He releases you of this, and His power is deposited within you, God says you're going to see the miracles. Just raise your hands. Church, begin to prophesy. Begin to pray. In the name of Jesus right now, receive it right now. Receive every worry. I release you right now in the name of Jesus. Loose her. Let it go. In the name of Jesus. From today, I command every addiction in your life. Go in the name of Jesus. Loose her. I command it completely gone right now in the name of Jesus. Let it go. Out of her life right now. Command you in the name of Jesus. Yeah, there it is. There it is. Go right now. Yes, sure, Tomorrow. Raise your hands, my brother. I command every addiction in your life to go in the name of Jesus. Today, as you give it up, God is going to move inside you as you give it up. But God says, give it up and let it go. I don't know what it is, but I hear the Spirit of God says, loose it and let it go. Loose it and let it go. And God says that as you let go of it, He's going to take the grave clothes off you in the name of Jesus. Now,
raise your hands for me. Church, come on, begin to pray. Something is about to happen, right?
right now. In the name of Jesus, right now. You're coming out. You're coming out in the name of Jesus, right now, right now. Raise your hands for me, my sister. In the name of Jesus, raise your hands. Can you raise them? In the name of Jesus. I come against every infirmity in your life. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke the spirit of infirmity over your life. And I command with the authority and the power that God has given me, I command every infirmity. Come on, church. Right now, God is about to do a miraculous thing. In the name of Jesus, loose her, let it go, loose her. Grave clothes are coming off you. Coming off you. Coming off you. It's coming off. I'm seeing it now. I'm seeing it now. Coming off you. In the name of Jesus. Whoa, what a release. Father, in the name of Jesus, for this young man, Lord, that you have called. God says, don't run away from your calling. Don't run away from the things that he has called you to. Don't worry if others look at you and think that you are different. God says he has deposited something special within you. God says the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit is upon you. And today, I release the power of the Holy Spirit in a magnificent way in your life, Kofi. Right now. Yes, Lord. Yorababa. Spirit of God, right now. Como vosoto rababa. There it is, there it is. In the name of Jesus, you're not going to be the same from today. Not the same from today. Spirit of the living God. Como boyatana. Yes. Yamara masoto. Many battles are ahead of you. But God says when you realize who is inside of you, you're going to jump over walls. God says be fervent, fervent in prayer, fervent in service. He says he will never leave you nor forsake you. He is the omnipresent, omniscient God. God, by his Holy Spirit, as you allow him room, is about to move in your life. Father, in the name of Jesus, confirm your word, Lord. Yipura, tendele usuka, kenaraba, oturia kandaraba soto. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Koraba, I'm coming back to him. Father, in the name of Jesus, right? My sister, God says, all you need to do is realize who is inside of you. That's all you need to do, God says. That's all you need to do. And he's ministering to you right now. Yeah. God says that's all you need to do. Spirit of the living God. Let my sister realize who is in her. There is a powerhouse in you. Powerhouse in you. But God says, use me. Use me. In the name of Jesus, I declare out of your mouth and from your hands, things that you're going to touch, things that you're going to say in the spirit, God is going to move in power. God says, prove it this week. God says, prove it this week. Yes, God, in the name of Jesus, right now, I break every yoke off you, my brother, in the name of Jesus, right now. Every yoke is broken. Every attachment, I untouch. I loose you in the name of Jesus. I let you go because the Spirit of God in you that is bringing liberty in the name of Jesus. Your day. I hear the Holy Spirit saying this is your day. Raise your hand. If you can raise your hands, fantastic. In the name of Jesus right now, Spirit of the living God, those things that seem difficult to overcome, God says as you begin to move in power, God says this is your day. Your day. Ra, kurebebe, sura, Spirit of the living God, break every yoke right now. Dismantle everything that stands in the way. Spirit of God, right now, I release upon you. I release upon you. In the name of Jesus. Just just let her rest down there. God is doing something with her. God is doing something with her. God says, you're not going to be the same from today. God says, from today, your life is going to be different. In the name of Jesus, my brother, right now, I release you from every stronghold. Those things that you're battling with in your life, I break, I destroy right now in the name of Jesus, and I release you. The power of God, I declare, as you open your heart, is living inside of you. God says, know who you are. Oh God. Church, begin to pray. Something is about to happen right now in the life of my sister. It depends on your prayer. As you pray right now for my sister, God is about to bring about, I hear, transformation. I don't know what that means, but you will know. Raise your hands. In the name of Jesus right now, Spirit of the living God, the battle is over, God says. The battle is over right now in the name of Jesus. Yes, God says, as you allow him, he's going to use you. Spirit of the living God, I break every yoke in your life. I break every yoke in your life. Loose her. Let it go. Loose her. I command you in the name of Jesus. Loose her right now. Brokenness. God is mending in your life right now. Mending in your life right now. Yeah, great clothes are coming off. I see it. Great clothes are coming off you. Off you. Come out. Yes, come out. God says, come out. They're coming off you. Great clothes are coming off you. Great clothes are coming off. They're coming off her. Off her right now. From today, you're going to be free. Free. Because the Spirit of God sent His Spirit moving upon you right now. Please, continue to minister to her. Continue to minister to her. Church, you continue to pray. My sister is being transformed. I hear the Spirit of God say transformation. In the name of Jesus, just raise your hands for me. Right now. Spirit of the living God. Salima. God has given you this name for a reason. Because God has deposited within you gifts. And He's reminding you where He brought you from. And He's reminding you what He has deposited within you. God says, don't look at what your friends are doing. But God says, today, you will know that God, the Holy Spirit, dwells in you.
It looks impossible, and when I see it, it looks impossible. But God says today, chica,
of you. There is nothing that he cannot do. In the name of Jesus, as you stand for your family right now, I release the anointing that breaks the yoke, that breaks the yoke. Keeper, take it. Rabba soto rabba. In the name of Jesus, my brother, in the name of Jesus, God has more for you. Don't look to the right or to the left. God says, keep your eyes upon him. I hear the Spirit of God is saying to me to tell you that the days ahead, he's going to open your understanding when it comes to the word. And God said that as you make yourself available, he's going to use you. Spirit of the living God, my brother will know who you are. Hush your corner in the name of Jesus right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus right now, release your anointing, release your power solo in the name of Jesus. You're not going solo, but you're going with the Lord. God says that you have been a man of integrity. Some people will try to do things and say things about you, but God says he's got your back. God says that as you allow him room, he will move in you. Don't think of yourself as I cannot do it. But God says with him, all things are possible. I release upon you right now, Spirit of the living God. Yikarababa. Even in the area of business, the anointing right now that breaks the yoke, the favor of God is going to be upon you right now. It's not about who you are, what you've done, or your intelligence, but God says it's because of him inside of you. Father, in the name of Jesus. That prophetic gift, stir it up. God says when you get up every day, stir that gift up. There are people that he's going to take you to, who you're going to need to minister, who you're going to need to talk to. God says don't keep that within you. But I hear the Spirit of God say that as you become obedient to his word, even in your life, God says he's going to open doors for you. Open doors for you. Spirit of the living God, right now. Open those doors, Lord. Release that gift. Thank you, God. In the name of Jesus, my sister. Yeah, you've been seeking. But God says, as you seek him, you will find him. Seek him in all fronts. God says you don't actually even need to look very far because he's in you. He's in you. God actually says, I hear the Spirit of God say that you are a powerhouse. Saints, begin to pray. God says that as you pray, as you enter the closet and begin to pray, God says he's going to show people openly as you pray. God says, get back to that place and begin to pray. In the name of Jesus, right now, I release the power. Yeah, the power of the risen Christ. I release the anointing God in you right now. Oh, Kolaba! In the name of Jesus, receive right now, my sister. Receive right now. Spirit of the living God, I release upon you. I release upon you. Robo. The same spirit that raised Christ Jesus from the dead dwells in you, which I know he does. He shall quicken your mortal body as the spirit dwells in you. Quicken it. Yeah, unction of the Holy Spirit. God is releasing upon you right now. More, Lord. More for her. In the name of Jesus. Jenna, in the name of Jesus, I release the anointing of God upon you right now. The peace of God. The peace of God. Wushikura. God is breaking every yoke. Every hurt, God is repairing. Yushura. Lord, let her know without a doubt every question that she has. Let her know that you are Lord. You are Lord. Those attachments upon you, God is just releasing you up now. Thank you, Jesus. Father, in the name, Kathy, in Jesus' name. Church, I want you to stretch your hands towards Kathy. God is just going to about to deposit. Stretch your hands towards her. to pray. God is about to deposit within her his power like you have never known, Kathy, in the name of Jesus. You have been called for purpose. You have been called for purpose. I hear the Spirit of God saying, you're not just going to be a seat woman, but I see the spirit of evangelism upon you. God says that as you begin to speak, it will not be your words, not your hands. Yes, right now the power of God, Kathy, has been released upon you. There it is. Spirit of the living God. You're special. God, you're special. You're special, Kathy. God has great things for you. Lord, give her more right now. Yes. It's heavy. The anointing is heavy. The anointing is heavy on you. Worship Allah. Yes, just stay here just a little while. Father, in the name of Jesus, give them all. Yeah, Lord, I'm seeing it. It's coming right now. It's overflowing right now. The anointing is overflowing right now. Overflowing right now. Oh! Lord, I touch your hands right now. The things that she's going to do and say, I bless you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody give God praise. Come on, give him praise. He's done great, awesome things. Bless your name.